Dunedin Plumbing is three generations of master plumbers that provide full-service plumbing repairs. Whether it be kitchen and bath remodeling, sewer and drain cleaning, toilet repair or replacement, slab leak detection, faucet repairs or installations, they can do it. Visit their showroom at 483 Patricia Avenue in Dunedin or give them a call at 727-734-2879 or visit their website, dunedinplumbing.com. License number RF0037427. See the Dunedin Plumbing ad in the BCC coupon book. You'll never leave hungry when you visit Fat Jack's Sandwich Shop in Palm Harbor. Whether it's burgers, wings, hoagies, specialty sandwiches, or anything else on their large menu, you'll be coming back for more. Stop in or let them cater your next event. Call 727-408-5425 or visit them at 34720 US Highway 19 North in Palm Harbor. Order online at fatjacksjaxs.com. That's fatjacks.com. Or you can even use Uber Eats. Find Fat Jack's coupon in the BCC coupon book.
If you're looking to sell your gold, diamond, silver, or platinum, get top prices at Florida Gold & Loan. It's the only place to go. Looking for jewelry? Florida Gold & Loan has a large selection. Need your jewelry repaired, a ring sized, or clean? Then give Florida Gold & Loan a call, 727-738-2801. That's Florida Gold & Loan, 372 Patricia Ave in Dunedin, 727-738-2801. And don't forget to check the BCC coupon book for valuable coupons. That's Florida Gold & Loan.
It's time for the Brian Cash Clause Show. Stay tuned to learn about the great deals you can find in the BCC coupon book. Now, here's the host with the most, Brian Cash Clause, and his very special guest.
Good afternoon, Tampa Bay. What a beautiful hot day we're having today, guys.
It's a scorcher.
All right, so we're excited about the show today.
We are.
Adam from Red Rooster Antiques.
Hello,
and
guys.
We have Bill, and I'm going to say the name of your business wrong. I know it has metabolic in it. United Metabolic Treatment Center. So I knew I was going to mess up the first word.
Welcome, Bill.
So, yeah, we've just been talking to Bill and learning a lot of great information. Tell us a little bit about your clinic that you have in Tarpon.
Thank you. Yeah, we have a metabolic treatment center in Tarpon Springs across from the hospital there. And, primarily we focus on diabetes treatments. We're not an individual clinic. We're more of a dialysis center. People come in for treatment, and then we're not really a full-fledged clinic, but we do see patients. And we're staffed with physicians, and we are very excited about our program. It's a patented program that's relatively new to the diabetes treatment industry. Diabetes treatment typically has always been, you're taking medications, you're exercising, your diet, and unfortunately that's not working. In the last 15 years, diabetes has increased about 350%.
Oh my gosh. That's crazy.
That's a huge number.
Right? Yeah, I was reading a bunch of the articles that I had went on your website, and I was reading everything. It's, oh my gosh, like we really, really need to get a handle on this, and people need to understand also that you don't always have to go with all those big pharmacy drugs and things like that. What you're offering is basically not an alternative, but a very in-depth, from what my take on it is, looking at the actual person per case, not, oh, everybody should just take
everybody's
this medicine.
Sure. Almost like a holistic approach.
Almost, but still with helping. And I was reading, the main thing that really stood out to me was you have a lot of testimonials from real people that have actually went through the treatment, and it has improved their life, their diagnosis, and it's just amazing to me.
Patient outcomes are phenomenal. They really are.
And it's each individual that they look at and see what's going on in their life.
Sure, everybody's different. You know,
of course.
Everybody has different stages of diabetes, degrees of diabetes. Mm-hmm. People need different medications. One of the things that we do is we get to the root cause of diabetes. We're not just adding medication. We use insulin, but insulin is a hormone that the body produces naturally. Mm-hmm. And we use minute doses. We microdose it in, mm-hmm. Into the bloodstream, and it kind of mimics the pancreas. And so it presents a very stable and safe therapy for the body.
Right. That's what I was reading, and it's genius. You're taking something instead of just saying, like the doctor says, oh, you need to take, 40 units of insulin twice a day, just do it.
Yep.
You are actually pretty much training the body to work correctly again.
Exactly.
And
correct.
Retraining the liver and the enzymes to break mm-hmm. down properly mm-hmm. by doing the microdosing, and it's amazing.
Yes, it is. I'll give an example. I'm a type 2 diabetic. I was diagnosed about 12 or 13 years ago. My doctor one day said, guess what? You've got type 2 diabetes. Oh, okay. And I didn't feel any different, just okay.
Right.
So what do I do? He said, well, you need to watch your diet, and uh-huh. And if it gets any worse, we're going to put you on some medication. And and then for the next 2 or 3 years, I didn't feel any different. It didn't affect me at all. And then all of a sudden, over periods of time, diabetes takes its toll on the body.
Oh, yeah.
And I started developing neuropathy. Mm-hmm. To the point where I couldn't feel, my feet and toes. I couldn't, my left hand, with the tips of my fingers were also numb. My A1C was 8.6, and I was having issues with my eyes. And the last thing he told me is, hey, Bill, unfortunately, you're developing a kidney disease.
Wow.
And so I started the treatments about 8 months ago, and my neuropathy's totally gone.
Wow.
My eyesight's gotten better. I used to have the starting stages of retinopathy. Diabetes is the number one cause of adult blindness
yes.
in America today.
Yes.
That's totally gone. I don't have any traces of retinopathy. My A1C, as I said before, is down to 7 now.
Unbelievable.
Started at 8.6. my blood sugar, my fasting blood sugar, was about 230. Now it's about 140. And, I just feel better. I've got tremendous amounts of energy. One of the things that happens in metabolic failure is the cells aren't getting fed. They need the glucose to turn it into ATP and to be able to function, because the body's designed to restore and repair itself. But if it doesn't have the power in the cells, it can't do that. So all of a sudden, we're seeing people feeling better, having a lot more energy. I used to, at the end of the day, I was ready for their nap. Now I'm up, I was on the computer last night at 2:15 in the morning. I have tons of energy. So
what do they do when someone is diagnosed with, now let me ask you this, what is the difference between stage 1 and stage 2?
Sure.
Because I'm not quite sure about that.
Yeah. Type 1 diabetes is a diabetes where the pancreas does not produce insulin at all.
Okay.
So you're pretty much locked into having to take insulin, for the rest of your
life.
It's
like people that are born with this that have
injuries, be. And type 2 diabetes is where the pancreas over periods of time just doesn't work like it used to.
It's not functioning well.
It's a tired muscle. Mm-hmm. It gets to a point where it's not producing the insulin in the amounts that you need. And it's not producing insulin in the increments that you need. The pancreas produces insulin every 4 to 8 minutes when your body is calling for insulin to tackle the glucose
yes.
that's in your blood. And you build up insulin resistance with type 2 diabetes, where it doesn't make any difference. The insulin goes into the blood, but it doesn't get into the cells. The cells reject it because it's not timely enough. It's not there enough. And then, you got blood sugar sugar running through your blood. It's not doing anything any good. The microcirculation system, your eyes, that's where your eyes are going bad. And so you've got a chance, we got a chance to give people their life back. I think that's the most important.
So what do they do? So what would you do? So if someone comes in and they have very high levels, counts, what do they do? So are they given medication? Are they change their eating habits? Are they told to exercise? All these different things.
Well, that's typically what the normal treatments for diabetes are.
That's right.
So what we do is we do a thorough examination. Mm-hmm. We have a physician that we'll do blood work. We'll do everything to make sure we understand a little bit more about that patient. And then we'll start them on an infusion, which is a microdosing. It's almost like an IV. But it's not just something you hang, you know. It's basically a little pump that we use that's patented.
Okay.
And it microdoses insulin into the bloodstream. And we monitor the patient constantly for the next 2 or 3 hours. And we get them in a period of homeostasis where they're healthy. That green area so that the body's functioning correctly. And the body likes that. And the cells are getting energy. And all of a sudden people are, you know, they've got more energy. And it starts to develop, you know, a pattern so that the body kind of goes back to where it was.
Well, I mean, it must not only physically, I mean, cognitive skills must go out the window when someone is suffering from, you know, from diabetes.
It affects everything. We have people with Parkinson's disease come in and get treated and literally stop shaking.
That's
because
a,
it's
oh
not
wow.
just...
It's that related. I didn't realize that was related to diabetes.
Well, it's not. It's related to metabolic issues.
Metabolic, okay.
And so... We've had a number of people. I mean, hair growth's better, nail growth's better, people with ED, you know, we see improvements there.
Really, yeah.
Because you're making the body healthy again, all right? And that's really what we're doing here.
So is this covered medically? I mean, will the insurance companies cover this?
Yes,
or?
Almost all insurance companies pay for this.
Yes.
They do.
You know, some HMOs don't pay for it, but... You know, come in and we can make sure by check your insurance and see if it pays for it.
So if the insurance companies are paying for it, that means it's proven.
One major thing is Medicare. Medicaid, PPOs, and almost every insurance does cover it, so
almost
you probably fall into that category.
Yeah. So if it didn't work, they wouldn't cover it.
Right. Yeah, and
absolutely.
I mean, there's a lot of information. Tell us your website where people can go learn things.
Yeah, it's www.diabetestreatmentclinic.com. Diabetestreatmentclinic.com. And our phone number, if we'd be glad to send you some information, is 727-234-9100.
Yes. And you're located locally here in Tarpon.
Mm-hmm. In Tarpon.
So anybody has access that's in our listening area. And I just think it's amazing what you guys are doing there. And I think it's great. So if somebody has been diagnosed years ago or a new diagnosis or just somebody who is not feeling really great because a lot of the symptoms I mean on some of the articles I was reading they say that 8.5% or no 8.5 million people don't even know that they have
85 million people don't even know they are pre-diabetic.
Yes, so they're just living with like these fatigues and just all these different symptoms thinking it's just because I'm getting older or you know I just don't feel right anymore but there's always a reason.
And what's the biggest significant change from say 40 years ago and why you think it's increased so much?
Diet. You know, the lifestyle of people, you know.
Sedentary.
Yeah, they're sitting down, you know, you say, you know, sitting at a desk, you know, is the new smoking, so to speak, you know.
That's right.
Your body just doesn't get the exercise that it needs, but primarily the foods we eat, you know, they're processed foods.
Sure.
And they just play havoc in your body.
They do.
Yeah, in the name of convenience these days, because everyone has a busy life, it's so much easier to just swing by, grab something fast, go through a drive-through.
It's cheaper as well.
And you're working, you just continue on your day, and you just grab something quickly, and you don't realize what kind of damage it's really doing over the long periods of time.
I read an article like about, say, 1,900 people that were well off were heavy set, you know, and that was you know, that was a sign of that you were well off, and, you know, people that were poor were thin because they didn't eat as well. But now that's completely changed.
True.
That's
very
completely
true.
Shifted.
Well, right now in America, about 1 out of 3 of Americans are either diagnosed diabetics or pre-diabetic. Or don't know that they have, have diabetes. And I read an article the other day that said that by 2045, there'll be 1 billion people with diabetes in the world.
That's
insane. A lot of people that are suffering.
Well, listen to this. The cost of treating diabetes is phenomenal. It's about $600 billion a year just in the United States. Because, you know, diabetes leads to, you know, to amputations.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, an amputation. Kidney disease.
Cardiovascular disease.
blindness. Mm-hmm. I mean, it, you know, if you look at how it really affects Americans, it is a huge problem.
Yes.
And it's not going to get better unless people really understand, and educate people.
And people having it so young.
Yeah.
That's the other thing that's amazing, that people are not, elderly.
Another advantage is, some of the drugs that we use or our people are on are tremendous weight loss drugs.
I was just going to bring that up.
Oh, really?
We have listeners that have seen or heard of the name Ozempic. So Bill and I were talking about this. Ozempic is actually a diabetes drug, but they are using it right now for this fantastic weight loss drug.
It's been approved by
and
the FDA.
FDA has approved it, and if you turn on your TV, you're going to hear something about Ozempic. Everyone is using it right now.
Losing typically 15-20% of your body mass, which is incredible. Most people go on a diet and they get headaches, they're miserable, they're hungry all the time. This drug has been able to help people understand that, hey, you can lose weight now because you don't have those symptoms.
Right.
And what does this drug actually do then?
Oh, it does a number of things, but it actually increases the insulin production.
Okay. Right.
So it makes the body more efficient, the metabolism comes up a little bit. There are also signals to the brain, hey, you're not hungry. That helps.
Yeah.
And then also it delays the digestive process, so you feel fuller longer.
Right.
And so people are not eating as much. I've lost, in my diet, I've had diets all my life, and you lose people, and right now it comes right back, But so this is a real, real breakthrough, and people are coming to our clinic and saying, hey, I want to lose some weight. That's great, because if you lose weight, you're going to get better. Your diabetics are going to get better.
Right.
And so it's something that we're pretty excited about.
Well, it sounds like a lifesaver.
It is.
Basically.
Yeah.
Well, changing lives.
Not only Ozempic also helps people with type 2 diabetics with heart disease. And it's just, right now it's the hottest thing in the world.
It really is. I've been seeing it on social media, every avenue, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, the news, CNN. Everywhere they're all talking about this miracle of Ozempic.
Insurance is paying for it most, because if someone loses 30 or 40 or 50 pounds, they're healthier, right?
Right.
But a lot of people don't have insurance and they don't have the right kind of insurance. So there's a cash pay deal that we have that's certainly affordable. And I tell people, I say, you'll probably save this much money on food.
Well, right. It behooves the insurance companies in the long run, because they're not paying out these huge sums.
Right. That's very true.
Later on.
Yes. Yes, because a lot of health issues come down the line when you are overweight.
Absolutely.
It could be heart problems. Well, a lot of people induce diabetes upon themselves because of their weight.
They do.
When you're just eating, and your body is like, okay, what am I supposed to do with all this stuff right now?
And so when you're coming in and you're maybe you're on Ozempic and then you enjoy our treatment also, so you're getting the relief from the neuropathy and the tiredness, and then all of a sudden you're losing some weight. It's a game changer. It helps people.
Yeah. Well, I don't like to put anyone's business out there, and I won't name a name, but someone very close to me is actually just about to begin coming to the clinic and getting the treatment, been having a whole lot of health issues, has a diagnosis of type 2 diabetes, and needs to also lose some weight. So I have a lot of faith in your clinic, and I just all the things I've read, I think it's awesome.
I think it is.
Yes, because let me tell you, this particular person is going to be one. For real.
Okay. We care about our patients. It's a family down there, it really is.
Yeah.
And how big is the facility?
We have about 2,500 square feet.
Mm-hmm.
We've got, but we have, the setting for the treatment is simply a big easy chair, a nice cool room. A TV if you want to watch it, and you're sitting there talking to other people. It's almost a social event.
But good staff there that helps.
His girls are awesome, because I actually I stopped by the facility this past week, and just friendly, sweet.
Young and exciting.
Yes, tons of energy. One thing, it's so clean in there, guys, so clean. And I can see if you go in there and are sitting in that lovely chair, fallen asleep, it's nice and cool and just so relaxing. I could take a nap.
It's important these days.
Yes.
Do the patients get to a certain point where they could stop treatment? So
yeah, a typical person would come in, maybe we might do a couple of treatments for the first week, maybe for the second week. Then we'd move to maybe one a week. Then we'd move to maybe one every other week, and then we'd move to maybe once a month. And then at the end, they're on a maintenance program of every 4 to 6 weeks they're taking a treatment.
Okay.
But if you're talking about a diabetic who's, you know, taking insulin and taking medication, we've gotten people off insulin. If they've been on insulin for less than 3 months, we can pretty much get them off insulin.
Okay.
So that means they're not shooting themselves every day.
Yeah.
You trade that for once every 6 weeks, come in and visit us at a nice place, or shoot yourself 4 or 5 times a week of insulin. It's a pretty easy trade.
Now, what about someone that's pre-diabetic or somebody that's, you know, on the fence, borderline, when they go to see their doctor and they say, well, I want to try this treatment. Can they come and see you? Do they need a doctor's reference before they come and see you?
Depending on their insurance, but most of the time, no, they don't need. We work with the doctor. We don't try to take a patient away from somebody.
No,
we try to give this an auxiliary treatment to for patient care, and most doctors understand that, and they're welcome. You know, they're happy to send patients to us because we work with them.
Has there been pushback for the pharmaceuticals companies?
Well, I'd be honest with you. You know, pharmaceuticals don't like anybody that gets people off medication.
Yeah.
What can I say? And insulin prices have gone through the roof.
Yeah.
And so getting off insulin would be very, very...
It's like me when I go to the chiropractor. I mean, I know for a long time there was such a pushback, and that saved my life. I mean, I can walk around now, and I was just like a, you know, a question mark. Huh. So I was wondering if that is, you know, if there had been some pushback about that.
Certainly, we don't see, you know, they're not like calling us up and
they're
saying,
not
letting you
know.
Out of town. But, you know, they can't like what we do. I mean, let's face it, I could. That's a whole new program we could talk about.
How long has this treatment been available?
This treatment is, you know, we're the only facility in the area to do it. All right.
Okay.
I used to drive from Tarpon Springs to St. Augustine, Florida,
which is
a long way to get my treatments.
Wow.
We had a guy in our office last week who flew in from New York for a treatment.
You're kidding.
Yeah,
wow.
Well, I mean, you know, when you're talking about taking away neuropathy and giving people
energy. Oh, no, I understand that, but
that's a commitment.
That's a commitment.
Yeah.
You know, someone actually very close to me now, she is not even 30, and she her insulin dependence is bad. Like, she has the pump.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, and she will wake up in her sleep where she can have super low sugar because, you know, the pump is just giving her the insulin just whenever.
Yeah.
But, you know, she has been hospitalized just in this last year probably 6 times. So she lives in Tampa, and I'm going to send her to you.
Well, let me give you an example. There's a doctor in North Florida who has a little over 50,000 patients.
Mm-hmm.
He has 12 or 15 offices. He uses this treatment.
Wow.
And he tells me that he has eliminated almost 80% of his amputations have gone away.
Wow. Right. How much?
80%.
Right.
That's amazing.
Well, see, I'm so concerned of her because, you know, the longer you have diabetes, the worse it gets.
It is.
And she got diagnosed when she was still in high school. Mm. So, like, I mean, seriously, I've sat there and watched her just start breaking out into a sweat, and she doesn't know where she's at. And it's just intense, you know?
Yeah. Well, you know, getting the body back in homeostasis, in other words, so it's self-reliant. Is critical in that kind of scenario. And she'll feel better. She'll have a ton of energy. She'll have the mental fog will go away. Her eyes will get better. I mean, those things are, it gives people their life back.
Yeah. Well, because like I said, she's actually dating one of my sons. And so she's going to be my daughter-in-law soon. But her brother actually just 2 years ago passed away, and he was 23.
Oh my gosh.
23 years old. And guess what? He didn't even know that he had diabetes. Yeah. He had no idea what was wrong with him, and everybody thought he was just sick. You know, like he wasn't feeling good.
Wouldn't they caught this when he went
Well,
to the
I'll tell you when it happened. It happened during COVID when he started really having symptoms.
Yeah.
And so the first time that he got really, really sick, they called an ambulance to take him to the hospital. And now this was in New York. And guess what? The ambulance came. They did not touch him, test him for a single nothing, not even COVID, said he has COVID. We can't take him. And they left him at home.
Horrible.
2.5 months later, he passed away.
A lot of stories like that, unfortunately.
He was having, like, confusion and, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, just all these things, and no one knew because he hadn't seen a doctor because nobody would see him. So it was just crazy. And he was 23 years old, like, crazy.
That's terrible. Yeah. Well, diabetes is not, it's
no joke.
Selective. It just gets everybody. And sometimes it's hereditary. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's diet. Sometimes people are injured and their pancreas kind of slows down, doesn't it? But it affects right now about a third of America.
Wow, that's
like
amazing.
I said, I just think this is amazing. Like, if anybody who is diabetic probably understands it, at least to some degree, because they are diagnosed with it. So if you could literally train your body to work properly again.
Why wouldn't you do that?
Yes, why wouldn't you do that?
Yeah. It's like a battery, you know? Your battery runs down, but you need to charge it. So when they come back in, it kind of charges their battery again. Pretty soon, their body starts to react and respond. Because after all, the body is designed to repair, restore itself.
It's true.
That's what makes the body a miracle, right?
Right.
But it just needs all of the things. The food to do that.
Right.
Well, this has opened my eyes.
Right? It's like a car. You know, you take your car in because this isn't working, or you have a claw or whatever the reason is. You need your transmission fixed. You got to do maintenance. And that's how our bodies work as well, whether we have a condition or we don't.
That's right.
But this, I mean, seriously, if you read about science, this is just amazing. I mean, the micro dosing is basically almost tricking your body to say, it's producing this insulin, so this is what I need to do to work right again. And that's why it starts to work right again, and then you don't need the treatment. Like, that's amazing.
We had a Shull Institute do a study on our patients, and 95% of them, 95% showed significant improvement in neuropathy. 76% showed improvement in at least one diabetic complication, like a heart or kidney, that kind of stuff. 63% had decreases in A1C.
Wow.
And 41% got off medications.
That's unbelievable.
That's amazing.
Yep.
Well,
so tell us one more time how someone can contact you.
Yeah, we're on Pinellas, South Pinellas Avenue in Tarpon Springs, 1200 South Pinellas. We're across from the hospital, and our phone number is 727-234-9100.
All right, your website again?
Yep.
Website is www.diabetestreatmentclinic.com. And there's a ton of information on the website.
Okay. What about the Red Rooster? Tell us a little bit about the Red Rooster.
Okay. Hey, the Red Rooster Antique Shop is in Clearwater, Florida.
Yes.
And we're at 30113 U.S. Highway 19 North in Clearwater. We're right across the street from Home Depot and right in the same plaza as Dance Fans. We're open 7 days a week, and we're right now having a 20% off sale on everything in the shop.
Awesome. So you guys are right on 19, right across from Home Depot, before you get up to Curlew. Such a convenient location and tons of stuff.
Oh, we got some great artwork that just
annex.
Came in.
Annex. You have your whole building on one side, the whole annex. There's so much stuff to look through. You guys need to take a day and go see Adam at Red Rooster.
I know. How'd you come up with the name Red Rooster?
We were down in the Skyway Marina Mall. And there was the shop that we took. It had a red door, and I thought, well, Red Door Antique sounds pretty good, so I'll do it. And then I found out there was another shop in Tampa that had that, and I said, well, Red. I said, why not Red Rooster? I'm from Rhode Island, so Rhode Island Red. And everybody said we like it. And I've had a few different shops. It's been the best name I've picked.
I love it.
So I guess we're going to...
Well, before we take a break for just real quick,
we
are attending an event this weekend, and Adam is actually going to be out there. So it is the grand reopening of Coachman Park, guys. They're having events all week this week, but we are going to be out there on Sunday. We're going to have a table, and Adam is going to bring some beautiful things out there for sale.
I'm going to bring some beautiful antiques, reasonable
reasonably priced.
And so you got to come check it out. It is the Hispanic Farmers Market on Sunday, and it's from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., and that's 300 Drew Street. It's the grand reopening of Coachman Park, so you guys got to come check it out.
What town is that in?
It's actually Clearwater.
It is in Clearwater.
Yes,
then.
Clearwater. So that is 300 Drew Street, Clearwater, Sunday, 10 to 4. Adam's going to be out there. BCC Coupon Books is going to be out there, and everyone else is welcome
be
as well.
There
maybe
or be
you'll
square.
Be out there.
Yes.
Finn Seekers with his boat. All right, so I just wanted to mention that. And we're going to take a break real quick and do the traffic report. So,
and this traffic report is being brought by Cars Unlimited. They're a new advertiser of ours. Do you have that information there on them?
I do. Cars Unlimited, which
Let's go
is located.
Over. Spend a couple minutes on that.
Yeah, so Cars Unlimited is a hidden little treasure over by Pinellas Park High School, actually, in the industrial area there. And they do amazing work. They have great referrals. Their actual address is 12651 62nd Street, Largo. And they're going to be in our book coming out soon. And guess what? A full synthetic oil change, which is very pricey these days.
That is.
$49.95.
That's a deal.
Yeah. And they have a whole bunch of other amazing deals. They have a brake special going on for $229. They have free inspection, too. So if you have an issue, you don't happen to know what it is, you got to stop by and they'll check it out. That's Cars Unlimited, and it's 12651 62nd Street, Largo. Uh-huh. And anybody in that Pinellas Park, Largo area, if you know where Pinellas Park High School is, mm-hmm. you'll be able to find Cars Unlimited.
Okay, that's
where did
great.
My kids graduate?
Mine too, Pinellas Park High School.
Okay, there you go.
Yeah.
Okay, I guess we're going to go to.
All right, so we're going to take a quick break. Thank you so much, Matt. We appreciate you.
Okay.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Looking for a great haircut at a great price and a caring atmosphere? Then stop into Hair Technique, located at 6113 Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park. All haircuts are $10, and perms, cuts, and styles are only $45. Even a color cut and style is only $45. Please call June at 727-238-6007. That's 727-238-6007 for Hair Technique, located at 6113 Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park.
All right, this is Matt with the BCC Coupon Book Traffic Report. We've got a couple of incidents to report on 275 in Tampa. There's major slowdowns there. First up is right by Ashley Drive. There is an accident there that is slowing everything down northbound, right shoulder on Ashley Drive. That is causing delays. We've also got a disabled vehicle and a collision right by MLK Boulevard on the southbound side of 275. So be careful in both spots, and that's causing slowdowns on 275. Kennedy Boulevard is backed up, but that's because of general rush hour traffic. If you're getting onto 275 coming out of Clearwater and going into downtown, the northbound and southbound ramps are closed at 4th Avenue because of construction. Other than that, all roads are looking good. No other accidents to report, just general slowdowns on Gulf to Bay Boulevard and on 19 going north towards Palm Harbor. Just keep an eyes out for that as well. And with your traffic report for the BCC Coupon Book here on the Tantalk Radio Network, I'm Matt. We'll see you next time.
Hi, this is Lizette LaForge of Beacon Windows. Are you tired of struggling with your sliders? Don't replace, refurbish. We keep you on track. Our business is on a roll. And I don't care what your problem is, I can get a handle on it. Not only do we make your sliders work nearly like new, but we also specialize in water intrusion when there's water sneaking underneath the track and maybe going to your neighbor below, or maybe you're being leaked on. So when you get a chance to give us a call, call us at 727-493-2644. Keep us in mind whenever your sliders are giving you any trouble. Beacon Windows, 727-493-2644 or www.sliderrepair.com. Don't replace, refurbish. Sliderrepair.com, 727-493-2644. Beacon Windows.
Purple Haze Tobacco and Accessories is your one-stop shop for Delta 8 THC products, with THC pre-rolls, THC gummies, moon rocks, disposables, cartridges, and much more. You'll find everything you're looking for. Contact Leo at 727-580-5858, 727-580-5880, and see their ad in the BCC coupon book. Carlos Cabrera is your trusted realtor. As a certified negotiation expert and a UA mortgage advocate, he specializes in short sales, foreclosures, and distressed property. With over 17 years of experience in Colorado, let Carlos help you save your home with foreclosure and short sale counseling. Give him a call at 720-212-7890. That's 720-212-7890. Carlos Cabrera, Coldwell Banker Realty in Palm Harbor.
From the Sunshine State, this is Tampa Bay's TAN Talk.
You want me back on?
All right, yes, we want you back on. Yeah, so we got auto repair, right? This guy's the, look at that, it's a nice couple. And I really think that, like, you should put a picture of yourself in an ad sometimes, because it shows personal. You know, I have my girl, sometimes she'll do an ad where she cuts the head off.
Right.
And I'm thinking, wow, that's like actually not the way to do it. Because you're wondering, what are they hiding? But not with this, isn't that a lovely couple?
Yeah, it is.
Right?
Yeah, they look like friends.
Friends. It's a true American couple, right? Is that wrong to say it that way? Am I going to get in trouble? I don't know.
Maybe. You never know.
You never know.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got Apex. Ramblin' Rose. That's the one I was looking for. Seven. Oh, yeah. That's the one. He's going to be giving away a free teddy bear, right, for any kid that comes in, and a free rose to whoever brings him.
Huh.
That's pretty cool, right? As a pretty coupon, cool. Right? And then we got the locksmith guy, my friend. I'll tell you what, this guy is something else, Jerry. What he's doing is a free key. This is crazy, right? On Fridays. So if you need a key, is it working?
Is this the volume?
Yeah.
I'm going to turn it up a little bit.
Okay, yeah. So he's doing a free key on Fridays. He's a locksmith, right? That's pretty cool, right?
Yeah,
because I think it's up to a certain value, and then we got this idiot that owns Fin Seekers. I don't know. Don't trust him.
Yeah, this guy. So he takes.
He's known for kidnapping.
Yeah, that's right.
That's it. He kidnaps people. He got out of jail. I think what, just last week.
Yeah. Well, yeah. And the week before, I sunk my third boat. So.
Right. That's it. With passengers aboard.
Yeah, that's right. No
and then
longer.
Look at this pineapple. Look, this, like, even this, like, it's not right because you can't see the pineapple. But if your signature
it's
is
cropped.
It's cropped. You should, like, you still don't see the pineapple. It's Pineapple Jack's. Right? You still, you got to have it more at a side where you see the pineapple. Am I talking too much? Okay. And then we have... He's like, why am I staying here? Because I'll tell you why you're staying. Because you got to fill this seat. Anyhow, then we got the lemon leaf. Now, he wants us to design a logo for him.
Okay.
Lemon Leaf Cafe. Do you know there was... You like German food?
Yeah, sure.
There's a German cuisine that was there for years. He's taken over that place just because the people are looking to get out. They were one of the nicest family couples, and like it was like a little German buffet, and then it was really done nice though, like with class. They didn't have much to choose from, which is better because whatever they did have was fresh. You know where they have all those in
It's like Chick-fil-A. They got 5 things on the menu, but they're all phenomenal.
Right. So Lemon Leaf. So how would you design a logo for Lemon Leaf?
You make it a I don't even know a yellow.
I know
leaf,
that's
right?
What he said, but look what we came up with. I'm not happy with it. See that?
Maybe some leaves coming out of a lemon.
Maybe some leaves coming out of a lemon. More so. There. What do you think of that? And then we did an ad for somebody that we didn't even advertise with us. Yaya Smoke Shop. Imagine if it turned into a sale. Remember this, guys. We designed this ad by mistake. So that's pretty cool. And then what I like about the breakfast station is that this guy's in Tarpon. So for two gyros, what do you think he sells?
Two gyros.
$20.
Yeah, probably $18.
$8.99.
Really?
Oh, yeah. That's a smoking deal right there.
And it's a breakfast station, too. He has two hamburgers for $8.99, two cheeseburgers for $8.99, or two gyros for $8.99. So guess how long I've been doing business with this guy?
No clue.
40 years.
Really?
Yeah. He used to have a place on Gulf to Bay Boulevard, right? And I'm the one who bought all his stuff from him. You know those little things you did, the slot things? He had one there, and he was making money, but he sold the restaurant, and he says, hey, you want these slot machine things? So I said, how much? And he said, oh, $50 a machine. You know the ones you push? And he was really paying out money. This is all back 40
like
years
ago. Like a casino slot like a machine? Little,
yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, well.
Yeah. So I bought those
careful.
From him.
Yeah.
I know. So
you used to be able to get away with that.
Yeah. So anyhow, I ended up buying them for $50, and I sold them for $75. Right? As long as you make money, it's a deal. With integrity, of course. So anyhow, I want you to interview Captain... What's your last name?
Mason.
Mason. Captain Mason is going to be interviewed. Go.
Captain Mason.
That's it. You're being on the spot. You are the DJ.
On the spot, right off the head.
So what... You know, you say you have a 24-foot boat.
Yep. Yes, sir.
And you take people out fishing.
Yep. They take up to five people.
Up to five people. And what are you going after when you go out?
Yeah, so we target, well, it depends. You know, each client has a different fish that they're looking to target. So I just do my best to try and meet the needs of my clients. But, you know, some people don't even know what they want to go after, so you know, maybe I'll start the trip off going for redfish, snook, speckled trout, and shore, try and get some of those bigger game fish, and then you know, after they get a couple good fights in with the fish, head you know, 9 miles out, get some meat in the cooler, get some snapper. But yeah, we target anything that swims, really, man. I mean,
so where do you fish mainly?
Intercoastal, clear water, off the beaches. You know, we were just talking about how you did the tarpon thing down in Boca. We do the tarpon thing a little bit off the beaches as well here. It's nothing like it is in Boca, though, but, yeah, that's where we're at.
So if I had a group of five people and we wanted to go fishing, what would it cost us?
Yeah, so we have three different trip options. We have 2 hour, 4 hour, 6 hour. 4 hour, which is what I most highly recommend for five people, that would be... let's see, that would be 700 for five people. And that's the maximum amount of people I take as well, is up to five paid persons. So, yeah.
And you got to bring some fish back. And
yep.
Do you clean the fish and all of that?
Oh, yeah, I do it all.
Do it all.
You know, these people don't even have to touch the bait.
That's good.
Yeah, so I'm doing everything, tying the knots, putting the bait on, filleting the fish. And they just, you know, they stay fresh, hang out on the boat, catch some fish, and then get to eat it and enjoy all the fun parts about fishing, but not have to deal with the technical parts or the, you know, what some people consider gross.
Right. Do you provide rods and reels, or do they have to bring your own?
Nope. I got rods, reels, fully licensed and insured. Yeah.
And how many days a week do you run?
It depends. It's a very seasonal job. So, you know, this time of year, probably 5 days a week. Spring is by far the busiest, all the spring breakers down. And, you know, I might be running 7 days a week, and that'll last as long as I want to until I take a break. But yeah, this, you know, now it's down. I'd say it slows down a little bit compared to spring break, because spring break, I could be working 12-hour days every day if I want. Yeah. So now I'm working five. You know, a couple trips a day. Some days it's just one trip.
So where do you where do you launch from?
Do you know where 200 Seminole Street, the Seminole Boat Ramps is?
Sure.
Yeah, so that's right down the road from the radio station, actually. That's where I'm out of, just right Seminole Boat Ramps.
Tell us about your boat. What kind of boat do you have?
So it's a 24 Carolina Skiff Ultra Elite. It's a 2021, powered by a 250 Yamaha.
Wow.
Yeah, it's got state-of-the-art technology, you know, trolling motor with the spot lock and all the Garmins, and yeah, it's a fishing machine. And what's your boat? You were telling me you had a 26-foot boat. What kind of boat is that?
North End. It's the old Avenger hull.
Okay.
I have a 225 horsepower Yamaha on the back of it, Suzuki on the back of it.
Okay, nice. Is it one of the newer Suzukis?
No, probably not. I've had it for a few years, yeah.
Really? How's the reliability been?
Good, perfect.
Really?
Yeah, we've not had any trouble with it at all.
Okay, nice. And when did you repower it?
Well, we built the boat totally, yeah. And put the motor on it in 2008, and we've never had to repower it.
Dang. How many hours does it have on it?
Probably not as much as I'd like to, but it's got a few. I'd say it's a
couple hundred, maybe?
Oh, at least, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. And you're just island hopping, cruising. Do you guys ever do any fishing out there?
Yeah, we do some fishing. Yeah.
There's cars over there.
Yeah.
We've got, you know, all the gear and everything. We go fishing. Usually we're, in this flat, doing a little trout fishing. We'll maybe catch a snook every now and then.
Okay. Heck yeah.
Here's my deal.
What's your deal, Brian?
Since I'm the guy that's rich here and you're poor, and I'm the guy with all the money, I'm going to put up $75, me against this man, fishing. Who catches? Let's do a tournament thing.
Yeah.
Do they ever do that?
Yeah, I've been in fishing tournaments.
No, I mean on our boat, like our little tournament.
Yeah, I mean, I have clients that play the game of, who catches the most, who catches the biggest, who catches the smallest.
I'm not trying to be funny, but like to work within a budget, everybody put, so if there's seven of us, right?
Yeah.
With your permission, the boss man, everybody put in $50. Is that too much, or should be more or less? More.
Okay, so we got a
$350.
Yeah, $350.
That's a nice chunk of change.
Yeah.
Right. What do you say? You in for it?
Yeah. Just tell me when and where.
You'll be there.
Awful busy guy.
I know. I hear you, but I'm just saying.
I tell you what, my wife's a better fisherman than I am.
I want you to be there.
I don't know.
Because I want to win the money too. But anyhow, we got the lemon leaf on the line. So anyhow, we come up. I want you guys to give them some advice. Is this Lisa?
Yes.
Yeah, Lisa, we're gonna have Bill give you advice on what he thinks the logo should be. You ready? Lemon leaf.
Oh.
Ready? Go.
Yeah, maybe a lemon sitting there with some branches and leaves coming out of it.
With money on the leaves?
Yeah, sure.
Really?
Really an idea.
Okay, what's your idea, Mr. Mason? Mason?
I think you do, like lemon textured leaves. So it's like a leaf that's lemon, like lemon peel.
Can we play this song, Matt, Lemon Tree Very Pretty? Do you have that song?
Give me a second to find it.
Yes, we'll end this, with your permission, Matt, we'll end the show with Lemon Tree Very Pretty. A lemon tree, how does that song go? Anybody know? Lemon tree, very pretty, and the lemon flowers are sweet. If it wasn't for the poor lemon. What? Okay, okay. In other words, you ready?
That was beautiful.
Thank you. I do concerts too.
Let us know when you're in town.
Would you, how much? Okay, you heard that, right? Give me the number I should be selling my tickets for. What should they be going for? What would they be scalping for outside?
Free.
Two bottle caps.
Wait, we got a song coming for you. So tell us what made you open up the cafe there. You're going to be open for breakfast and lunch. So ask a question, Bill, of my new restaurateur.
Where is it?
Where is it?
Phenomenal question.
It's going to be on 1300 East Bay Drive.
I think that means nothing to anybody.
What's it near?
Right. I really believe in my old fashioned.
Right before Largo Park.
Right. Give a good description of where it is. Largo Park, which way, east or west? Like, who's in the plaza? Who's across the street? Give us some description.
Intersection between East Bay and Highland. We're next to the Thai Bay restaurant and Colombian restaurant and the Cuban restaurant in the Plaza.
So if I'm coming up Highland and I'm coming up south, where it ends at East Bay, right?
Yeah.
Do I make a left or a right?
If you're coming down, if you're coming from South Highland, it's going to be on the right.
So I make a right at East Bay.
Yep.
And then how far are you up from there?
Like right after the 7-Eleven.
So as soon as I pass the 7-Eleven, there you are.
Yep. Make a left.
Okay, you interested in doing some fishing? Do you like to fish? I got Captain Mason here that charters fishing boats.
Never been fishing.
But you know what you could do? Catch some fish, and guess what the special tomorrow is?
Fresh fish?
Fish sandwiches. So why? What type of restaurant are you going to have there?
Classic American breakfast and lunch, you know? Some goodies for the
okay,
morning.
Okay, so like
breakfast.
Diner style? Or
yeah, more like a diner. Yeah. Right. Yeah. Yeah, so that's cool. So anytime you can get fresh breakfast made to order, there is an art to it, too, the way they put it on a plate. People think it's just two eggs, right? And I watch some chefs. They make sure the plate's clean.
Well, sure, you got to make sure.
Are you going to garnish it with any, like, oranges or anything like that?
Or lemons.
Lemons. Like some restaurants, they'll garnish it like with a little slice of a thin slice of orange, but you would go with the thin slice of lemon. That could be your calling card. What do you think of that? What would the expense be on that, though? Like a slice of lemon.
Not much.
What if you had to put a price? A couple pennies or 10 cents?
Certainly would be 10 cents. I think a couple of pennies would probably be.
Yeah.
What do you think about that? Put a thin slice of a lemon. Really thin, because we want to make profits.
Right.
So thin they can't even see it. But what do you think about putting a thin slice of lemon on every plate?
Maybe not every plate. I wouldn't want it on my biscuits and gravy.
Right. Good point. That's right.
Valid.
Okay. So do you have a question?
What made you want to get into the restaurant industry?
Well, it's actually our dad who's opening it, and he's always been in the restaurant industry. And we grew up in, you know, working like fast food too, small cafes. So it's always been in our
blood. It's in your blood.
I see.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're going to play the song, Lemon Tree, Very Pretty. You ready? And this is being sponsored by Captain Mason and
United Metabolic.
Whatever that is. Spell it. I'll tell you what, if you guys can spell it, I'll give you $100.
Can I give the country of origin to you?
Yeah, the country of origin. It's like over my head. But here's a song, right? It's about the lemon. What's the name of the restaurant?
Lemon Tree.
Lemon Leaf.
What is it called? Lemon Leaf. So anyhow, this song is Lemon... Lemon Leaf.
For lemon is impossible to eat. We passed that summer lost in love beneath the lemon tree. The music of her laughter hid my father's words from me. Lemon tree, very pretty, and the lemon flower is sweet. But the fruit of the poor lemon is impossible to eat. Lemon tree, very pretty, and the lemon flower is sweet. But the fruit of the poor lemon is impossible to eat.